4 PNR, Kilo Oscar 4, Papa November Rodeo.
KB2HX, that's listening.
KB2HHS, this is KO4 PNR, testing a new radio, trying to hit the repeater. Do you copy?
I do. Get a little bit of white noise on your signal, but you're 100% copyable. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS Hotel X-Ray Sierra, up here in Greer, however you want to pronounce it.
Hello, Dave and Greer. Very good to be in touch with you. This is my first attempt at hitting this repeater. Very glad to make it through, and in fact, you are my first contact ever. I just got my license about a week ago, and I'm playing around on a very dinky little Bofang radio for now until I upgrade to something better. So I appreciate the signal report. That's good to hear. And my name is Simon. I live in 29605, the southern side of Greenville. I'm actually using the radio a little bit further north in downtown at the moment. I don't get as I have a harder time getting out from my location. But again, Simon, KO4PNR, Kilo Oscar 4 Papa November Rodeo, and very glad to make the contact, so thanks for being my first.
Excellent. Yeah, I've got a temporary setup here at the house. I run an ICOM IC7000 with a dual band antenna, which I still got to mount on the side of the house yet. Right now it's sitting in an umbrella stand on a 10-foot pole. I got it kind of standing in place with some riprock. But, I've had my license since, late 80s. 89, I think, is when I got to look back. But I've been licensed for quite a number of years. I've also got one in the vehicle, too, so I've got several radios. I'm going to put one in my wife's vehicle, I think. Anyway, yeah, very good. You sound okay. Like I say, you got a little fried egg signal or a little white noise on your signal coming in, but that's to be expected with an HD, and depending on where you are. But good. Excellent. Welcome to the hobby.
Thanks very much. You are coming through crystal clear to me, but I guess that's no surprise. Even with that umbrella stand, I suppose that works pretty well. So thank you. And yeah, I'm going to keep playing around with this little Bofang for now, little handheld. I may just play around with a better antenna on it just to experiment, but eventually I do need to upgrade. I will most likely go for a mobile unit. My old Jeep Wrangler is another hobby of mine, and I think I'd enjoy having a unit in there, perhaps even more so than having one in the house. So that'll probably be my next step. I'm going to continue to try getting out from my home, perhaps with a better antenna. Or if not, then eventually when I upgrade to better equipment, I'll see if I can, if I ever do hit the repeater from home, then I'll try to check into one of the nets. I'm a little hesitant to try checking into the net until I know I can hit the repeater well, just because I don't want to cause a lot of confusion with a terrible signal.
No, I understand. Well, I'm probably in a slightly better location, plus my radio puts out 50 watts, so I got a little bit better bang out antenna. And this repeater is, I don't know the exact height. I know it's up on, I believe it's on Caesar's Head. And it's got a really, really good footprint. So this is a good repeater here, and there's a lot of good guys on here. You'll catch one of us on here. I'm usually out and about in the mobile doing service calls and things. I ran up to Spartanburg and back this morning. Excellent. Yeah, just get yourself, just upgrade slowly. So that Jeep Wrangler, I would probably get something that has a removable head or faceplate, so you can mount the faceplate up on a dash and mount the radio, the transceiver part of it somewhere else. I don't think there's a lot of room on the dashes on those Jeeps to put a full-blown radio up there. Anyway, 73 Simon, I'm gonna duck out of here. I'm going to go back into listening mode. I'm trying to get a few things done here at the house. KB2HXS, and I'm sorry, KO4PRN, is that correct?
Dave, it's KO4PNR, and I appreciate it. And yes, it's good advice about the removable faceplate, and I'll be all clear after this transmission as well. Thank you, 73.
All right, good enough. Have a good day, Simon. 73, KB2HXS, yeah.
Claire. This is 0TR. 0TR. The other call sign, go ahead. You're pretty weak. PWX, yes, it's KO4. Very, very extremely weak, but I could copy you that last time.
Well, I'm in a big valley, a lot of trees around this little handheld, just took it out of the box, started programming, see if it works.
Quite welcome, sir. And by the way, we don't use 10 signals on ham radio. But you're just like me. I was a CB operator back in the 70s, and that's how I found out. No, you don't do that, Tom. So just give you the tip of the day there. And the handheld, what it boils down to is if you find the right spot, or you get you a small outside antenna, you'll do a lot better.
Those 10 signals, they came from my old fire and rescue days. I just used to doing those.
Well, my Navy days were the same way. I was in a flight crew. So, I used to memorize all of the police signals back in the old day, too. And it was a hard one to break, but there's no foul. It's to be expected, and we hear that a lot of times. I just thought I'd throw that out there this morning. It's good to hear you, and I hope you get a little better antenna or a little better spot or a little more fire in the wire.
73, so you have a good one. Appreciate you coming back to me. This is the KO4 PWX. I'll be out on the side.
KO4 PWX, this is N0TR. You have a great day. Pleasure's all mine. This is N0TR. My name's Tom, and I'm clear.
For NNH, is that KO4 PNR station still there?
So this is KO4 PNR. I am here for another moment or two waiting on a ride. I didn't catch your call sign, if you can say it again. And I'd appreciate any kind of a signal report. As you may have heard, I'm just testing out a new handheld and very new to the hobby.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile in Greer area. You're coming in pretty good over here where I am. I'm on my mobile unit right now. I'm actually not at my QT, my home base station. But you're coming in pretty good for a handheld. I got to talk to you a little bit because I hear you're a new ham just like I am. I've actually had my ticket since March. So welcome to the hobby.
Fred and Greer, yeah, it's good to make contact. My earlier contact that you may have overheard was Dave, also in Greer, I think. And yeah, very new to the hobby. I just got my technician license about 10 days ago, then had a family trip that took me out of town, and so I haven't been able to play around very much yet. You may have heard, I'm just messing around on a little Bofang handheld, waiting to do an upgrade to something better, trying to decide I might get something in, might put a mobile unit in my Jeep, or I'll probably do that before I do anything in the house. So I haven't managed to check into a net yet just because this is the first time I've actually hit the repeater. If I can find a way to hit the repeater from my house, then I'll try checking into one of the nets sometime soon. But yeah, all right, so it sounds like you're pretty new at it too, but you're maybe a month ahead of me or so. But I'm glad to join, and it's fun to have just finally made some contacts here. I'm currently in, I'm actually on Lawrence Road in Greenville, just returning a rental car from this family trip.
This is Walter in Simpsonville. I'm another new ham. I got my license back in February. Just want to give a signal report that you guys are coming in really nice to Simpsonville. I'm mobile on a handheld as well. I've got a Diamond MR77 antenna on my roof, mag mount. Really helps get my transmission out and receive better even at my house. Just a tip from myself.
Right. Well, hello to another new ham. This is fun. So again, this is Simon. I'm KO4 PNR, coming off Lawrence Road in Greenville at the moment. And you're coming through pretty clear to me from your location in Simpsonville. I already missed or forgot your call sign and name, so if you could come back with that, it'd be good to. I'll try to jot it down to remember in case we're in contact again. Otherwise, my ride is here, so I'm actually going to be here. after your final. So again, this is KO4PNR, Simon from Greenville.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Victor, Walter in Citadel.
Walter, good to be in touch. KO4PNR, clear. 7-3 to everybody.
7-3 to KO4PNR. Sorry about that. I was actually, I had to jump over to Echolink for a second there. It looks like I popped a fuse on my radio. I'm going to have to investigate why what's going on with that soon. But 7-3 to you.
PNR, this is N0TR. My name's Tom.
KO4NNH, KO4PNR station, he said cleared to respond. His ride had actually arrived. I was actually trying to address him over to Echolink. Blew a fuse on my radio somehow. But this is KO4NNH, Tom. My name is Fred. How are you?
I just had a question for you. Are you running that off a cigarette lighter?
No, sir. I'm actually running a headless unit that is hooked up directly to my battery. And like I said, I believe I popped a fuse somehow.
Wow. Are the radios, if I got this right, the radio's connected direct to your battery?
Sir, my radio or my mobile unit is directly connected up to my battery. There is not connected up to a fuse, nor is it connected up to anything else but the battery.
Well, it's good that it's connected to the battery, and you're coming in fine on Echolink. It's absolutely horrible if you don't have fuses in both lines, the negative.
Apologize for that, Tom. Can you come back to me with that last little bit? Looks like Echolink dropped out for a second.
N0TR. And you said you do not have fuses on the radio. Did I copy that correctly? Over.
No, sir. I do have fuses on the radio. I believe I popped one of the fuses. I'm going to have to go and replace it a little bit, but I got to investigate why whenever I get back to my QTH.
How many watts does this radio put out in your mobile unit? About 45 or 50? Over.
204NH Friday. Yes, sir. It is a 50-watt radio. Got 6-amp fuses, and my radio is connected up to a Comet antenna.
Problem. A 50-watt radio be on the average of about 11 amps. Just average. There'll be a lot of guys correct me, but so you should have 15 amp fuses in that line, and the wire should be at least 14 gauge wire.
QSL. Yeah, I believe the wire gauge is actually 12 gauge wire running to it, and the fuses are 6 amp fuses in line with the wiring. I appreciate the information, though. I'm probably bump it up to 10 amp fuse. My popped again. I'll definitely go up to at least 12 amps in the near future.
That's fine with the 15 amp fuses. Won't hurt a thing. That wire's good for 20 amps.
Oh, wow. I actually did not know that at all. Still kind of new to the electronics game. I'm actually a robot technician for a plant. I really don't delve in electronics that much. At least not since I got in the hobby, so I appreciate the information. I'll definitely drop a 15-amp fuse. I might actually have one, a spare one amongst the fuse set I bought recently for getting the little 6-amp fuse that this radio had. But I'll definitely give it a try and see how it goes.
Be just fine with a 15-amp fuse. You could even go 20s. But normally, and I can't tell you the reason offhand, they fuse both lines. I always just fuse the positive line, but most of these radios now, when they come out, they're fused on both legs. But I don't personally think that's necessary, but I'm probably wrong. But I do know the amperages in the old school on 14-gauge wire was always 15 amps. And the 12-gauge was 20, and 10-gauge is 30. Now, the codes change over the years, and I noticed that in houses now, all these new ones, they're allowing them to put 14-gauge on receptacles because most receptacles are 15 amps. However, I still run 12 gauge when I run through a receptacle in a house. But that's what you need, just a little bigger fuse. Normally, I wouldn't tell you that because that's what everybody does. If one fuse blows, they put a bigger one in. That's not the theory. You go back and look it up. And by the way, I used to work on robots a little bit, too, in a wheel plant. Okay, back up in Kansas. I'm an old-timer, and I was an electrician, electronic technician for 50 years. So some things I can still remember, some things I can't. So I'll write your call sign down and your name, and it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. My wife just brought me a nice honey crisp apple with some caramel, so I'm going to clear off of here. This is N0TR73s. Have a good day.
N0TR, this was KO4NNH. My name was Fred, 73 to you, Tom. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for the information there. I really do appreciate it. I'm actually going to give that a spin here in a little bit. KO4NNH, clear.
KO4, Mike Whiskey Victor. This is Walter in Simpsonville at Heritage Park. Can I get a copy on my signal?
Signal, Walter. This is N0TR. My name's Tom.
KO4NNH, that last station, I hear you loud and clear. I'm currently using Echolink right now. Logged into the repeater.
Appeared there, Fred. I don't know what happened to him. Unless he's got his volume turned down. He's transmitting fine. Are clear.
For NNH Mobile, my name is Fred. Can you quickly give me a signal report?